Chauvin's. I wake up in the night and I don't know where the bathroom is and I don't know what town I'm in. Sky I'm under and I wake up in the darkness without the will anymore to wonder. Everyone has a skeleton closet to keep it in and you're mine. And every song has a you, the you that the singer sings to. Disappoint me. It's kind of like a running joke, only it's really not funny. And I just want you to live up to the image of you I created. I see when I'm so unsatisfied. I see when I dilate. Jump with a smile. If I'm gonna go down, I better do it with style. And you won't see me surrender, you won't hear me confess, 'cause you left me with nothing. But I've worked with less, and I learn every room long enough to make it to the door. And then I hear a click shut behind me, and every key works differently. And I forget every time. Getting defines me, and that's what defines me. And when I say you sucked my brain out, the English translation, I'm in love with you, and it is no fun. But I don't use words like love. Words like that don't matter. So don't look so offended. You know you should be flattered. Now I wake up in the night at my big hotel bed. My hands grope for the light. My hands grope for my head. You know the world is my oyster. The road is my home. And I know that I'm better. Better off.
That was Ani DeFranco's Dilate, and it welcomes you, and I welcome you to Trio Season 5, Suite Number 6. This suite is a second in a trio of very special suites featuring cover songs, highlighting songs that have been big influences on me and on my music. The first trio of influences focused on songs from my childhood. This trio focuses on songs from my teenage years. Dilate was actually the first song that I ever played on my own guitar. So it's always stuck out in my mind for that reason. But Ani DeFranco herself is a huge influence, not only in my teenage years, but on my songwriting and my singing and everything about the way I perform, because she was so prominent in not only what I listened to, but what I played when I first got a guitar. And so, you know, I think a lot of my playing and my singing adapted around those songs. And if you listen to the way that I play, not only my own stuff, but also when I adapt a cover of somebody instead of just playing like a straight cover, you can hear that sort of very percussive playing, a lot of palm muting, and I use a lot of alternate tunings to this day. And Dilate's actually in an alternate tuning it's in. AADGAD. So that's Dilate for you. This next song, I actually debated as to whether I was going to include it or not, because it's not something that I've ever really been known to play, even for myself. But Superhero by Garrison Starr has been a huge influence on me, because Garrison Starr was one of the first acoustic musicians that I really became a fan of after I started playing guitar. And I actually got a chance to see her, and she was so riveting and so nice to me when I spoke to her afterwards that through the years she's remained a major favorite of mine and a big influence, and she's always been very friendly and remembered me every time that I've met her subsequently. So this is a song that I've never played before, never recorded before, and here it is making its debut in a trio. So it's a pretty rare cut. It's Garrison Starr's Superhero, originally released in 1997. We are 10 years old. We are holding our breath underwater. Eardrums bursting from the pressure. We can't touch the bottom. Won't you come away with me? Whoa, oh, oh, we are flying high above the carpet on our feet. And we are airplanes today. Can do anything, you know we can do anything. I don't ever wanna leave the stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a superhero these days. I don't ever wanna leave my age. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a superhero these days. Oh, baby, where am I gonna go? There must be a place for me, I know. Try and try as I may. I can't make sense of a word I say. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't ever wanna leave the stage. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a superhero these days. I don't ever wanna leave my age. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a superhero these days. Touch my cape, I'll take you. Touch my cape, I'll take you. So come on, touch my cape, take you. Come on, touch my cape. Gonna make a whole new world. I don't ever wanna leave. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am a superhero these days. I don't ever wanna leave. Yeah. So that was Garrison Starr's Superhero. And, you know, what's really funny is that I can be such a perfectionist about this stuff. And you know, it takes me like hours and hours. This next song took me like 6 hours to get one that I liked. But Superhero, I sort of just banged it out in like 20 minutes, which is funny because now that I listen to it, of course, I'm a perfectionist in hindsight. I'm like, oh, you should have done this. Why is the vocal so quiet there? But it's so much easier to just bang out a song that I'm not so intimately involved in as I am with this next one. So I just thought that was interesting. This song was actually a request from a comment from Elena, who's one of my longtime readers and friends. And she knows that I love Tori Amos, and Tori Amos was going to be a part of this trio one way or another because she was a huge influence on my teenage years. But this particular song is not one that I typically would choose. And it's funny because thinking about it after she asked for it and as I was recording it, it was actually the hugest and most influential of any Tori song, and in a way of any song. And in two ways, it was influential. One, because it's the song that got me into Tori Amos. I had a lot of friends who tried to get me into Tori Amos for many years, but, you know, she's very multifaceted, and you could get a CD of 20 of her songs from one of your friends, and you might not like any one of them, but Spark was a song that I liked. And then I, you know, retroactively went back and got into all those 20 other songs. But the other huge influence is that the sheet music book for this album, the album is from the Choir Girl Hotel, one of my favorite albums to this day. The sheet music book came out the summer of 1998, and I snapped it up, and the sheet music book was a piano sheet music book, and to that point I had only bought guitar sheet music books. So piano books have little guitar chord frames in them, but they don't have a guitar tab way to play like riffs and bass lines. You have to read it from the music, and I didn't read music at all. So I had this great book of this great album, and I couldn't play any of the riffs from any of the songs. And so in response to that challenge, I learned how to read sheet music. I physically actually learned how to read sheet music out of the book from the Choir Girl Hotel. So that skill I'll always have, and I will always have it because the song got me into Tori and got me to buy that sheet music. So that's a pretty big influence. I actually have a special note for those of you who have some musical aptitude that Spark features a lot of compound time changes. And I've played it many times through the years, although usually just for myself, and I've never once ever played it with the compound time changes. But for this trio, I decided I would learn them. So the song is predominantly in 6/8, but if you count along, there's going to be some occasions that it is not in 6/8. And oh boy, was that challenging. But it's something I decided it was time to learn, especially if I was going to do the song the justice of playing it in a trio. So thank you so much for listening. I know this was a sort of obscure trip through my teenage years, but the next trio is actually going to be my modern influences on me in the here and now. And then after that, I'm going to get back to some original song trios to finish out National Blog Posting Month. So I thank you so much for listening. I have so much fun doing this, and it was great to highlight these three songs, none of which I'd ever recorded before. And in the case of this and Superhero, I hadn't even played in front of people before. So thank you so much for being the first audience for those. And I leave you with Tori Amos's Spark. She is addicted to nicotine patches. She is addicted to nicotine patches. She's afraid of the light in the dark. 6:58, are you sure? Circus we're in, but you don't really mean it. You don't.
Sure.